Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
This is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we celebrate the one family, the journey of our marriage, and the One Extraordinary Marriage Show.
And Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu had this to say, "A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." And that's so true about marriage, and it's so true about the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, and we're going to be digging into that much on today's show. But the first thing I want to say is here we are 300 shows in.
Yes.
And I will tell you that every time he does that intro, oh my gosh, it just makes my heart go, wow. You know, I mean, I've been listening to that intro a lot over 300 shows and, you know, here we are, we're celebrating it. And before we dig into the show and all of the things that Tony mentioned, we're going to be celebrating today. I want to share with you that this week's show is brought to you by One Extraordinary Marriages, I Love You, But I Don't Trust You webinar. Join us for the I Love You, But I Don't Trust You 4 Simple Strategies to Build, Maintain, and Regain Trust in Your Relationship webinar this Wednesday, December 2nd. That's like the day after Tuesday for all of you that listen to the show the first day it comes out. During this free webinar, you're going to learn a practical step-by-step process for rebuilding trust after porn, infidelity, suspicion, and harmful mistakes, even if your partner is not on board. Mm-hmm. The webinar is almost full, so make sure to register ASAP at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/rebuildtrust.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and get on it.
Here we are, 300 shows in, and I have to tell you guys, it was emotional even putting this show together, because in a moment, I can take myself back, and I'm actually going to invite you all to come with me, because we're going to tell you about that first show. And what it was like to be sitting in our garage unheated in San Diego in January. So for those of you that live in like the Northeast, go ahead and laugh.
Yep.
Go ahead. It was still cold. I had my down North Face coat on and we had a space heater. And here we are. We've got this equipment sitting out and we've got the script for the first show, which if you've listened to the first show may not sound scripted, but it was. And I remember, you know, we're sitting there and we're like, who's going to listen to the show?
Right.
Right? Who's going to find us? Where are they going to, like all of these questions, who's going to find us? Where are they going to find us? How are they going to find us?
Right.
You know, is anybody actually going to listen to us? I mean, I would still tell people, I'm like, we're just this little couple from San Diego. What do we have to say? And we sat there and I can't even tell you how many takes and how many awkward pauses. And those of you that listened to episode one, you know, you heard them.
Right.
But we did it. And we powered through. And the reason that we powered through from episode one to where we are today is because of you.
Right. Yeah, because even back then, we knew we had a reason to be behind these microphones. We had a message we wanted to share. And the reason was because we had a big why. Mm. And we knew that in our marriage and for those that we wanted to reach, that we wanted to impact one marriage. That was our goal. And that's still our why today, is let's impact one marriage. We don't know whose it's going to be. We don't know when it's going to be. And yet that is our why. That's our big reason to come behind these microphones week after week for 6 years. It's the reason we continue to push the envelope when we talk about particular topics, when we look at like what's coming up with our webinar, I Love You, But I Don't Trust You. You know, that is so huge. And we look at that and we go, who is that couple that we're going to impact? Mm-hmm. Who's that one couple that life is going to be changed, that legacy is going to be flipped around? And so even today, 300 episodes later, our why is still one couple. Mm-hmm. And who is that couple? And that's what drives us to get behind these mics, even when we're not in the best of places. For those of you who've been listening since the beginning, we love you guys and we thank you guys because you've been there. You've heard the transformation that's happened. You have had transformation in your own life because you can sit down after a show comes out with your spouse and go, hey, if Elisa and Tony can talk about oral sex, then let's listen to it and let's talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, or if Tony and Elisa had just had an argument and they worked through that, then how are we going to work through that together? And so we're just honored to be able to impact you and be a part of your life each and every week.
And here's the thing, for those of you that haven't necessarily listened from the beginning, you don't know this, but right around the mid 80s, I think like 84, 85, 86, somewhere in there, we almost quit.
Yeah.
We almost took the easy way out and said, you know what? This is too hard. This is, you know, it's taking up our time. It's doing all these kinds of things. Things that you've heard other people say about marriage, right?
Like
we almost quit. And I had a very good friend say to me, why are you quitting? Like, what's the reason behind this? She goes,
actually, she's now our executive assistant.
She's now our executive assistant. See, you never know how God's going to put people in your life. But when she said that to me, we had to stop and think. And I remember asking Tony, are you prepared to pay for therapy? Mm-hmm. Because if we quit, what happens to the two of us? Because you guys all think that a lot of what we do is for you, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this at 30 minutes that we spend together every week, first and foremost, this is for us. This is something that Tony and I do to build our own marriage, to say, you know what? Communication is so important. We are carving out this time. And I will tell you, if you look at where we were in the mid 80 episodes to where we are now, that millions and millions and millions of downloads of the One Extraordinary Marriage Show have happened because you all listen faithfully and you push it on your friends and you say, you've got to listen to these guys. I mean, we're heard in over like 175, 180 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even begin to tell you how many countless marriages, I mean, we're talking thousands and tens of thousands, have been impacted because you put a 5-star review on iTunes, because you share us on Instagram, you share us on Facebook. And so as we dig into today's show, I want you to know that this show is about celebrating you and what's happened in your marriages. And we're going to be reading a lot of emails. We've got some voicemails. We've got comments from Instagram, Facebook. We're going to dig in and share what you have to say. This first one says, thank you for your continued dedication to improving marriages. I've been subscribed to your podcast for years. I think I started when you were in the 40th episode.
Wow.
What a journey. Mm-hmm. My wife and I are around the same age and marriage length as you and have 5 children. You have helped to build an extraordinary marriage and as a result, blessed our whole family. As you know, strong families are built upon strong marriage relationships, and your show has continued to challenge us to become better in so many aspects of our marriage.
Right on.
Thank you. In the early years of listening, I was the only one listening to your podcast. So for all of those of you that say, what do I do if my spouse won't listen? Keep listening. This guy has some insights there. He goes on to say, as the higher desire spouse, I was looking for solutions to know how to, quote, get some. My amazing wife was most of the time too tired from being a mother of 5, ages now ranging 5 to 15, to worry about her own pleasure. Orgasms for her were unusual and not sought after. Exploring her orgasmic potential was not something she liked to do. She was having sex because she knew that I needed it. However, as you know, that type of sex is not the satisfying type and does not build great relationships. As I continued to work on our relationship, things have improved. Just a little, like if I could bold that for you guys. Right?
Yeah.
As I continued to work on our relationship, this guy took responsibility for what he could do. Not for saying, honey, you got to change. Honey, you got to give me more sex. Honey, you got to do. He just said, no, I took, you know, as I continued to work on our relationship, things have improved. As I look back and think of when our kids were younger, I have more understanding of those exhausting years of baby raising. To those in that stage, don't give up. Keep on trying and seeking for ways to serve, communicate, and love your spouse. Things do get better.
They do.
God is interested in your marriage. And if it seems that only you are interested in your marriage being successful and having great passionate sex, just remember that he is seeking for ways to bless your marriage. For us, Tony and Elisa and the One Extraordinary Marriage family has been one of those God-sent blessings. Thank you again. Recently, after years of invitations to listen to some of the podcasts, my wife finally started to listen.
Woohoo.
This has helped to bring us closer together even more and encouraged us to continue to talk about our relationship and how we can improve. Congratulations on completing 300 episodes. What an amazing marriage resource and source of hope you have created. God bless you and your family.
Love it.
Love it. I mean, it just, there's so much good stuff packed in these. And that's what we want you to guys to get out of this show is just messages of hope. Listen to what some of these couples have experienced and how they've been through their own journey and hold on to that hope for your marriage.
Yeah.
So like, can you play one of the voicemails?
Yeah, here we go.
The podcast Real World Woman, Sex, Money, and Food. And I want to congratulate you guys on your huge milestone. 300 episodes is absolutely unbelievable. Congratulations. Thank you so much for putting this out there for everybody to listen to, sharing your inner thoughts, your marriage, and just laying it all out there to really help and educate other individuals. So thank you so much. You've been an inspiration to me. And I really appreciate you being an inspiration to everyone else. Cheers and thank you.
Thank you, Alexandra.
Oh, it's so good to have the podcasting community is very strong. And it's nice to know that, you know, there are others out there in the community that recognize what we do and how we're impacting people's lives. And as we talk about that, you know, and I mentioned at the top of the show just how many countries we're heard in. This next message came in from India. And this says, I'm writing from India. I've been listening to your podcast for the last couple of months, and I just want to say that it has been such an amazing blessing to me. I'm not married yet, but through your podcast, I feel I am learning and understanding so much that I need to know as I enter into a marriage commitment. Congratulations on your 300th show.
I love our singles and engaged folks. You guys are such a blessing. And I'll tell you why. Because you're coming not even... You engage folks are. You're starting that process of like, okay, we're going to get married, so let's learn. But you single folks, wow, what a commitment that you are making to go, look, I know that that special person is going to show up. And when they do, I want to be ready for it. Mm-hmm. I want to be prepared for what's ahead. And I just give you so much credit. And I think us married folks sometimes need to look at our marriage like that. Like, what am I going to be preparing for? Because you know what? There are going to be things that are going to hit us, that are going to come around, be it good, indifferent, or difficult, that we may not have experienced together yet. And those are the times when listening in, going, wow, what can I gain from there? What's that little golden nugget that I can pull and use in this situation right now? Because that is looking forward and into what is to come. I love it.
This one came off of Facebook and said, you guys have brought such encouragement to my marriage on a weekly basis. Such a blessing to have found this podcast. Real effective communicators in the fight to reclaim prosperous marriages in such a harsh culture. Mine is stronger because of all you both do. Love y'all.
Yeah, that's a longtime listener of ours too. And we were fortunate to meet her and her husband when we were in the Midwest last year. So we truly love you guys and the support you've given us over the years. This next one is a voicemail from a good friend of ours here in San Diego. Her name is Cindy Matalucci, and she has just been so encouraging over the years that we've known her. She started a networking group that Elisa is part of for a number of women here. It's called
Elite Networking Group.
Elite Networking Group. And she is just... Truly, whenever she can support the one extraordinary marriage, she does. We've been on her show a couple of times, and I'm going to let her share what she has to say.
You know, what I want you all to take away from this is that every relationship needs cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
You need those people that support you and are always willing, just always willing to do what they can for you.
Yeah. So here's Cindy.
Hi, Tony and Elisa. This is Cindy Matalucci with the Pulse of San Diego, your biggest fan. I just want to say congratulations on celebrating your 300th show. You guys are so amazing. I'm so inspired by your story and what you're doing to help people in San Diego and all over the world. You guys are so authentic. I loved having you on my show, and I'm so glad that you're able to reach such a wide audience. So So again, my biggest congratulations to you guys. I love you so much. I hope to have you on the show again. And I just think what you're doing is amazing. So congrats. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. We love you too.
We're going to be on her show again soon.
There you go. This next email that I want to read, this was actually a hard one for me to even put in here. And I'm getting emotional just thinking about it because, like Tony said at the beginning, we never know which marriage we're supposed to impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to jump right into this. It said, I've only been listening to your show for a few months now, but I'm confident God led me to you. My husband and I have been married for 2.5 years and have been trying for a baby since. After several inconclusive tests, we were diagnosed with, quote, unexplained infertility. We were devastated. Fortunately, the fertility specialist informed us we were excellent candidates for IUI, which I'm sure is some kind of
in vitro.
Yeah. Not ready to start treatment, we continued naturally, but our intimacy felt the stress of trying to conceive, and we stopped enjoying being physically close. I'd been listening to the show and heard multiple times about the 7 days of sex challenge, but never thought we'd find the time. I decided to put my husband up to the challenge without telling him, even though it was recommended to have sex every other day when trying to conceive. We had nothing to lose. This was our last cycle before our IUI consult on October 7th. Our challenge was amazing. My husband enjoyed my enthusiasm the first few days, and he was betting me I couldn't have sex the next day and the next. All in all, we only made it 5 days straight, but our intimacy not only brought us closer physically, but emotionally as well, taking the stress out of baby making and just let us enjoy one another.
Mm.
I had been praying to God for a baby, but this time was different. I trusted him to lead our lives according to his designs. He answered our prayers on October 1st. I found out I was pregnant for the first time in 2.5 years, and I am now 11 weeks along with a healthy baby. Our fertility specialist calls it a spontaneous pregnancy.
That's called a miracle.
We are so thankful for your show and the message of the 7 days of sex challenge. I know that your message had a hand at changing our lives and finally giving us the baby we'd always prayed for. Thank you for everything you do.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Now, typically when I talk about the 7 days of sex challenge, I do so with the caveat that you all know how babies are made, so we take no responsibility for babies being made.
Correct.
But this one, what I didn't read at the beginning was the subject line for this said, you have given us our miracle baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was, I started crying when I actually read this email because, again, we never know the one.
Right. Our why. Our why is always one marriage. And so, you know, yeah, it's, yeah, it's times like this when you just go, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on, there's a marriage out there that needs to be encouraged. There's a marriage out there that needs hope. There's a marriage out there that's on the brink of separation or a divorce. And so it's our commitment not to ever stop, not to ever stop. And believe me, folks, there are the haters. There are the haters. And those aren't going to stop us because the calling is too great. And you matter to us. And yeah, you know, we don't get to see each other face to face, and those things are going to change. I mean, those are the big things that start to happen when you really start to hone in on what can happen. And that's just growing. That's just us learning on who we are and what we can do and what we're capable of doing. And you know, that just comes with it. But it's stuff like this when we get them. That just bring us to tears because it truly is a miracle. You know, when you're told for 2.5 years that you cannot have a child and then you do that, that's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's amazing stuff. And it's, we're so honored to have been just a small part of that miracle and in helping this couple find their way back to each other, to really enjoy each other again and enjoy just being physically close. I mean, it's a big part of our message and it's why we talk about it so much. And you know, as we go through the rest of the show, I just want you guys to hear again the hope and the encouragement. Yeah, this next one actually came off of Instagram and said, "I love your podcast. I found you through Marriage More," which I love too. We love those guys as well. "And I always listen to you guys daily. I get married this upcoming April, and it has been a blessing to listen in to both podcasts going into my marriage. I love your honesty and great advice."
Yeah, and talking about Marriage More, here are our friends, Jeff and Mandy from Marriage More.
This is Jeff.
And Mandy Rose.
From the Marriage More podcast. Just want to say congratulations on the milestone.
Congrats.
So those are those guys. Yeah. And if you haven't listened to those guys, go check it out. Marriage More. Great folks. They bring on some amazing, amazing experts. And themselves, they're just talking about what they've gone through. Jeff is ex-military, mm-hmm. in the financial services now. Mandy does a ton of stuff in the blogging space. Just different stuff.
She is amazing. Like, yeah. I follow her and I'm just in awe of what she does in fitness and in DIY and in decorating. I'm just like, you're my hero. Yeah. So thank you, Jeff and Mandy. We so appreciate you guys. And another one that came in off of Instagram said, "I love your show. I might be obsessed, but in a good way. Today, I listened to your show about stress during the holidays in regard to money, and I felt so convicted." This would not be the first listener that has listened to a show on any topic and has felt convicted. She goes on to say, "My husband works in financial services, and God has blessed him with the ability to budget well. I, on the other hand, am horrible with overspending. And last week, we got into an argument about holiday spending, and I shut down. Anyway, I sent him a message and apologized and told him my desire is to be on the same page with him as him with money. This is the one area that holds us back from living an extraordinary marriage. He was very excited when I talked to him and sent lots of emojis with heart eyes. Anyway, thank you so much for all you do for marriages." And you know what she talked about there, that sense of being convicted and then the subsequent step of taking action, that is something that we promise you guys. We promise you that we're going to, like Tony said, we push the envelope with a lot of the topics that we talk about. We talk about things that make you sometimes feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Because if you're feeling uncomfortable, it probably means you need to talk about it.
Right.
And it also, you know, the second part of that promise is that we're going to give you action steps. We're going to teach you and show you what you can do to take it to the next level. I mean, here's a wife that said, you know what? Felt convicted, not just enough to feel that way. I need to tell my husband that I want to change this area of our marriage. I recognize this is holding us back and I don't want to be in that place. I want to be in the extraordinary place. She took action. He responded. They're on a whole nother place.
Yeah. In our last three shows, especially during this time right now, we're the 300th show, early December, and we know how the holidays can impact marriages. We've been there long enough and understand it. So our last three shows were finance, emotional intimacy, and then your sexual intimacy. So if you haven't listened to them, go back and listen to them because it pretty much covers the core of what you're dealing with right now. Finances, what are you buying for gifts, presents? Mm-hmm. How much are you going to spend? How little are you going to spend? Emotional, you know, you have in-laws coming around. You have cousins, aunts, uncles, your own parents, all the stuff that's going on. So you guys need to be emotionally connected. And then sexually, what are you going to do sexually? Are you going to just let it go by the wayside and hope you're going to pick it up at the beginning of the next year? Or are you going to make a plan to be sexually intimate through this time that works for you guys, that works for you guys? And again, that goes back to your emotional intimacy and being able to discuss that. And so those are the last few shows that we did. The next voicemail we have is truly amazing because when we started this show 6 years ago, I had no clue what we were going to do. Somebody told me about it. They said, hey, there's this new thing sort of coming around. It's called podcasting. For those of you who don't know, podcasting has been around for about 10 years. So we got on in the early, early days. So really didn't know much about it. But this guy named Cliff Ravenscraft, who I found through this friend or got introduced through this friend, he's the one who helped us set this up. And so I remember just talking to Cliff and like, what's the equipment like and how do I do this? And I'm not a techie guy, so what am I doing? And he helped me walk through this. And he has a great show called Podcast Answer Man. And I would listen to Podcast Answer Man going, okay, what are we doing? How do I do this better? What do we need to do from a technical standpoint and also from a program standpoint? Because we want you to be interested in what we're talking about. And so here's Cliff saying thank you for the show.
Hey, Tony and Elisa, this is Cliff Ravenscraft over at Podcast Answer Man, and I just want to say congratulations on reaching 300 episodes. You guys are creating content that's having a powerful and profound impact on the lives of married couples around the world, and I'm so excited for you. Anyway, just wanted to say congratulations, and I wish you guys both continued success.
Thank you, Cliff.
Yeah.
Can't even begin to tell you how appreciative we are of Cliff Ravenscraft, because if it hadn't been for his mentorship, the rest of you would not be listening to the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I can honestly say that we've met Cliff. We know Cliff. He's had a profound impact, and you all owe him a debt of gratitude too, because he helped to launch us in terms of his guidance. The next email I'm going to read, for those of you, what I didn't say at the start of the show. No, it's not the last one. They just heard you say that.
Okay.
Every 100th episode, we celebrate you guys. I mean, you know, we do the hugs weekly, but the 100th episodes are big ones. And there has been someone who has made it a point to share our 100th episodes with us, because he was written in on the 100th and the 200th. And so here we go. Hello, Tony and Elisa. Has it been another 100 episodes? My, how time flies when you're having fun. Well, I guess it's time to check in and tell you how wife and I are doing. To recap, as you know, 5 years ago, New Year's Eve 2010, wife and I had the talk and turned our marriage around. Yes, we went from 11 times in 1 year to who knows how many times overnight. And yes, I did find that set of wedges that allowed me to sleep upstairs in bed with wife again. If you want to capture his story in more detail and all the background, listens to 100 and 200. He goes on to say, I'm now 66, wife is 64, and we still sleep together every night. However, there's a slight twist to that story. In the time since my last update for your 200th episode, my arthritic hip has gotten worse and is causing mobility issues. As you know, 5 years ago, I told wife that if I could drag my hip upstairs, I would. Unfortunately, there are now nights when I cannot do this. Depending on the day's activity, church, shopping, date night, dinner, I'm finding myself in too much pain to go upstairs and cannot sleep in our bed. But I learned something because of it. Wife can't or won't sleep without me. In a previous email, I said that to my wife, our time in bed together was sacrosanct. Since there are nights that I cannot walk upstairs, wife sleeps downstairs. We have a fold-out, hide-a-bed type of couch, and on the nights that I can't climb our stairs, wife unfolds the bed and sleeps with me in the living room, her on the hide-a-bed, me in my recliner. I'll let you draw your own conclusions. You have asked your listeners to tell how one extraordinary marriage has impacted their marriage. As you can tell from my emails, your podcasts have helped us turn our marriage around. Oh, by the way, I'm not sure if you would want to count this as an impact of the one extraordinary marriage, but in the time since the 200th episode, I have become a marriage and sexuality blogger.
Nice.
And what I want to say is there have been so many blogs and other podcasts that have been launched because people have found the courage through the One Extraordinary Marriage show to share their story. You know, we've heard from, obviously this gentleman, Paris Bates, you know, all of these different, you know, different bloggers, different authors that have, like, people have found their voice, because when we get behind these microphones and we say, you know what, we're just going to, we're committed. We're going to be honest with you. We're going to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. People have said, you know what? If Tony and Elisa can do it, so can I. He goes on to say, you will be pleased to learn. Well, I hope you will, that among the ideas I present to readers, I include your suggestion for scheduling intimacy.
Right on.
Recently, one commenter said that he and his wife, like you and like wife and I, turned their marriage around with scheduling.
Right.
In fact, he called the post in which I presented scheduling a game changer. A comment like that, I can live off of for 3 months. Totally get it. We feel the same way when you get those positive, positive messages. I guess that's about it for this update. Well, maybe I can add that due to my hip problems, we're down to 2 times a week, but we still look forward to our intimacy as pain allows and still delight in serving each other in this fashion. Will write in another 100 episodes.
The one that again, I want to just reiterate our why, because I don't know if we've ever really said it here. I don't think we have, and not enough, but our why is one marriage is impacted. And I think sometimes we get lost in our day-to-day activities that we forget what our why is in life. So what's your why? Hmm. What's your why? Think about that. And if you don't have a why, start thinking about it. Start dreaming again. Start jumping out there again. Start jumping out there in faith. Start praying for the big audacious goals. Because what's your why? And it may be for your marriage. It may be for your business. It may be for your job. It may be for your kids. It may be for whatever it is in your life right now. But what's your why? Because I'm telling you, you find it, you know it, you go after it. And it's gonna be a game changer for you. So find your why. And so we have, let me see here. We got another voicemail. This comes in from our good friend Lori Mercer. And she is, you want to talk about somebody who knows their why. She and her husband serve the fire, the paramedics. That's their
community. First responder community.
The first responder community. And she is just, man, oh man, just so on fire for that community. Her husband is a firefighter. And we were honored 2 years ago to speak at their annual conference in Chicago. And so just totally indebted to Lori, and having met so many of those in the first response, so many first responders through her, that truly been a blessing. So here's Lori.
Hi, Tony and Elisa. This is Lori Mercer from 247commitment.org. And we are so excited to see that you guys have reached 300 episodes. That is amazing. It's amazing commitment, which is what we're all about. And our audience just loves your message. Thanks for always bringing great new resources on those tough topics that are sometimes hard to talk about. We just always refer to you guys. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Lori and her husband, Dan. Fantastic folks. Go check them out if you're a first responder. Know someone who is a first responder. Wonderful folks to learn from and gain insights from.
And their site's 24/7 commitment. Mm-hmm. And so we just have a couple more messages that I want to share. And one is, just pull it up here. Tony and Lisa, your podcast was a great find for my wife and I just over a year ago. Thank you for sharing the intimacy lifestyle. Copying and personalizing this idea changed our lives for the better. Thank you for being vulnerable and brave and sharing your story weekly. The intimacy lifestyle, I mean, scheduling sex, episode 140. I mean, that has been one of those cornerstone pieces. Mm-hmm. The one gentleman that, you know, has written in every 100th episode, he referred to it as the scheduling it principle. And that is something where, you know, what we discovered and what we share with you guys on a weekly basis is that when you're intentional about your marriage, everything changes. Whether it's, you know, scheduling sex, scheduling conversations, scheduling date nights, scheduling, you know, time to talk your finances, scheduling whatever it is, when you get intentional, that those areas of your life and your marriage where you're intentional, guess what? They grow and they flourish and they become extraordinary. And so when he talks about the intimacy lifestyle, that's what we want for you guys. And I'm not going to go into it right now and all the details. Like I said, look up episode 140, scheduling sex. And you'll get all the details there, but yep. We will continue to be vulnerable and we will continue to share our story. And I just have one more message that I want to share. This came in and said, Tony and Lisa, you have changed our home forever. And because of your given time and love, it has created a ripple effect. And it's now changing the lives of so many others. You've literally changed the tide of marriages worldwide and for generations to come. Eternal repercussions. We have been lucky enough to be a part of what you are doing, and even more lucky to call you friends that are dear to our hearts. You know our story. We love you. And we do know this couple's story. And they have walked a long, hard road to reconciliation, to extraordinary. This couple has gone from brokenness to now teaching others how to have their own extraordinary marriage. I mean, you want to talk about victory in spite of your past? I mean, Tony and I have never gotten behind these mics and professed to be perfect, the perfect couple. In fact, we make it, you know, an almost weekly practice of sharing with you guys how not perfect we are. But what we figured out was that if you get intentional and you honor that commitment, the commitment that says, as long as life shall last, I do to you, that there's only one place to go. There's only one, you know, there's only one path when you make that decision. And just like we made that decision in our marriage, I will tell you that we have made that decision for all of you. We have made the decision that as long as life shall last, as long as there are people getting married, and you know, the great thing about being in the marriage world is that there are people still getting married every day. I mean, we, right before we got on the air, we saw that some good friends of ours got engaged.
Some other friends of ours got engaged, what, like 3-4 weeks
ago? Yeah, I mean, we're like living in this little whirlwind of like engagements, and we're super excited, engagements and weddings. And so it's job security for us. Like, we'll be real frank there. But more importantly, as long as our why stays for that one marriage, and as long as we keep saying, you know what, we don't know whose marriage that is, we're going to encourage you guys to take action in your marriage. We're going to ask you guys to share the show and share Instagram and share Facebook and like us and spread the word about webinars and all that kind of stuff. Not because we need you to, but because your friends need you to. Mm-hmm. You have such a tremendous opportunity to impact other people's lives. And all you have to do is say, check this out.
Yep.
Because your friends will listen to you. Your friends who are hurting in their own marriages, your friends who have said, I don't know where to go, they're just looking for hope. Mm-hmm. They're looking for a lifeline. And we are so indebted, as we, you know, wrap up this 300th show, we are so indebted to you for all of the different ways that you have shared One Extraordinary Marriage, for all of the different ways that you have allowed us into your lives, for sharing your smiling faces on the Love You Guys wall. I mean, it is such an inspiration when we walk into our office to see your faces looking back at us saying, you made a difference in my life. You made a difference in my marriage. When we put your picture up there, when we look at you guys, I mean, there are times when I'm on a coaching call with clients and I look at you and I remember why I do what I do, because I want this wall, like I want our office to be plastered. And if your picture isn't up here, it's not too late. We have plenty of wall space, right? So just send your picture, put Love You Guys pick in the subject line and send it to info@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. It's super simple. Just send us the highest resolution picture that you can, because otherwise you get pixelated and we want to see your crisp, clear faces. But more importantly, and I'm going to ask Tony to close the show, because Tony always closes the show. And he does so very deliberately. And he's been doing so this way from the very beginning. Because what he says comes to each one of you from the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. And I'm going to challenge you guys this week. I'm going to challenge you to go out there and celebrate your spouse. Go celebrate them. 300th show, we celebrate the one family. And we're honored because you celebrate us through it. So I'm going to challenge you, and we're going to challenge you to go out there and celebrate your spouse this week. Write them a love note. Send them a text. Do something that celebrates them in your own special way. It may be even sending a little voicemail to them, or, you know, finding a way to do an MP3 and sending it to them via email. Whatever your heart fancies, celebrate them. We need celebration in our lives, and let's not forget about it. And so this week, we thank you. We're honored. We're humbled that you have been with us for 300 shows. We don't take it lightly. We don't. We love you guys. We love you guys so very much. From those of you here in San Diego, to those of you in Canada and South America, Australia, South Africa, India, the continent of Europe, Japan, China. We love you guys. Wherever you may be, make this week extraordinary. Celebrate your spouse. Love you guys.